WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. 7:34 is Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, no, he's not.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
come on.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, we're talking about judging people. Now, we're not going crazy with it, but what is some little things that when you see someone do, you silently judge them for? All right, and we all do it. All right, we're not going to try and be holier than thou and say, well, I don't judge people. Yes, we all judge people.
Well, yeah, first
we
sight,
all do.
Too. Yeah,
right. We all judge people.
It's inevitable, man. You look at somebody and you have an opinion, you judge them.
Yeah.
Everybody does it.
Yeah.
Let's not lie about it.
This is what we do. And you know what? I'm going to say, all right, yes, all right. He is who without sin cast the first stone. I'm going to say it right now. So I'm just going to admit to it. I judge people. And I'll give you mine right now. Yeah. I'll give you mine right now. When I see someone at a grocery store on one of the electric carts that I know damn well doesn't need it,
yeah,
I judge them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you lazy son of a... You yep. see him get up and walk perfectly down the aisle, get something back on that cart. You're telling me you can't walk your ass? Geez. And I just sit there and I'm like, you son, look at that lazy piece of garbage.
You know, you wouldn't need to use that if you'd get up and walk up and down the aisle.
Well, and I'm not... Okay, now, if we get into it, if you have a weight problem or you're if you're a fatty, as you like to say, okay. Now, granted, you may have done it, or there's a thyroid... We're getting... But I'm saying a healthy person that I know damn well doesn't need... That is for handicapped people, and you're just lazy.
There are people that need it.
There are people that need it.
People that are overweight that can't help it.
Yeah,
they need it.
Yeah. But if you're like in shape, or I know you can walk fine, or maybe you're not quite tipping the scale too bad, walk your ass, okay?
Mm-hmm. By the way, those things are so slow anyway.
Yeah.
It's not like you're enjoying it.
It's just, I see people, just cruising. I'm like, you lazy piece of garbage.
Yeah.
You know
what they'll eventually have? Like what they have at the airport, like the escalators. What do they call them? The ones that don't go up.
Yeah, the walkways or the walkway.
Yeah. So you'll get in your lane and just
right through
shop
there.
Shop like that.
Oh wait, I missed my. Oh, damn it. Ah. So that's mine. That's one thing that, and I try and work on it. I try not to go too crazy with it, but it happened just the other day. As a lady almost hit me. I mean, she was all of 29, 30 years old.
Get up and walk.
Just walk.
All right. I judge people when they put up pictures on Facebook with a quote. Can I call this girl out?
Yes, you can.
I sent Brock a picture yesterday.
Oh, my God.
There's this girl on my Facebook. What do you think? Size double D's?
Oh, dude, she has got some sweater hams.
I mean, just massive.
Yeah.
Massive. So she's in her
tig old bitties.
Her gym attire. She's at the gym.
Sports bra, yoga pants.
Barely a sports bra.
Yeah, that's true.
So she takes this picture. It's sitting in front of a mirror, sitting down on her butt with her legs spread.
Spread eagle.
With pants on, obviously.
Pants on.
And
she's a respectable broad.
Cleavage hanging out.
Yeah.
And then she puts some like motivational gym quote up.
Dream it, achieve it, do it. It's like, what?
Oh, God. Face palm. We know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I am going to judge you. You know, at first glance, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey. And then you see something like that.
Yep.
Then you see that quote, and you're just like, you brought. face palm.
Yeah, guys do it, girls do it. I'm right there with you. I judge someone.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like you're an attractive person.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to.
They're doing that face up duck face with like a quote from the Bible. It's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Oh, God. Dude, it's so cringeworthy.
Only God can judge me. No, everyone else is judging you, too.
Everybody is.
You dumb bro.
And Hunter, only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Mom. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What are some small things that you silently judge people on? We got a lot of great comments on Facebook.
What do you mean, like high-waisted shorts?
Yeah, that's a small thing. That's a small thing you need to let go.
I will judge you. I can't let it go. I will let it go when the trend is done.
Finally, you'll find something else to complain about. You judgy son of a bitch. Kelsey said putting the cart away at the grocery store. I'm right there with you.
Oh, yeah.
Laura said using the wrong there. Or the wrong your.
You know, that's a good one because I'm very judgy on people that don't use punctuation or know how to just word things.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
You should probably ease up a little bit.
What are you talking about, dude? I spell everything fantastically.
What? Spell fantastically.
F-A.
Oh, the C is silent. Let's see. Brandon said people walking around with their pants hanging off their ass. Yeah. Obviously, that's, I do that. my buddy Zach. He said, wearing Crocs and pajama pants in public.
You know.
Get it together.
You know.
I get, you know.
Honestly, though.
Very few times will I wear, like sweats out in public. Like, if I got to go to Walmart or something like that, I'll throw on jeans at least. If I just got to go to the grocery store or the gas station real quick, I may just throw on some sweatpants or what I'm wearing. But I can't just do sweats.
You know, I see the guy with sweats, socks, and the Crocs on.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I'm like, and then I think for a second, I'm like, damn, that guy's comfortable as hell.
Yeah.
That guy is comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
That guy doesn't care what other people think.
And honestly, Adam Sandler.
You know?
He wears sweatpants.
He's wearing his Tims and his sweatpants.
All the time. Maybe we shouldn't judge. Maybe they got to figure it out.
Initially, yes, I do judge that guy. But then I come around. I'm like, that guy knows what's up.
Brittany had a good one, how they treat people who work in the service industry.
Oh, everybody should work in the service industry.
Yep. Yeah, at least, I think for a month. For a week?
Week or a month.
I think a month, because a week you can get by.
Yeah, it's true.
But a month, when you're really in it and you've seen it all, that's what I think.
Yep.
Let's see, Matt says the way they drive. Yes, mm-hmm. I judge people so much, I will just look and see. All right, yep. You fit exactly what I thought you did in my head right there. I knew exactly who you were.
As you pass them, I didn't know how old you were. Going 2 miles an hour.
Let's see. Danielle says teeth. I think your mom also said teeth.
Teeth, right.
Fix your grill, bitch.
It's funny because she was at the gas station the other day and the attendant had no teeth. Or she had one.
Yeah.
She had one tooth.
One tooth.
My mom comes back to the car. She's like, oh, my God, it smelled like a dead buffalo died in this lady's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a buffalo died. You know?
Real breathy. Let's see. Dan said grammar. You know, how you talk to, like, I hate to say this, but, you know, when there's one that some people say, I seen. I seen it the other day. Mm. I saw it the other day. Not I seen it.
I just can't stand some of the
language. Oh, that kills me. Like that grammar and everything like that. I seen it.
How about fitna?
No, that's I'm fitting to mess you up, bro.
Right. Yeah. I'm fitting to. Just some of the.
That does. That's a little bit.
You are not gangster.
Stop
you
it.
You learned proper English because I was in class with you at the time.
Yeah, that's right.
We were in the same class.
I was there. If you spent less time sniffing glue, you would have been better at grammar.
I'm fitting to sniff some glue.
Yeah. You know what? I silently judge people if they don't like Rammstein.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you?
You dummy. So this morning we're talking about small things
Did you judge me when you came here for the first time?
Did I judge you?
Yeah.
I did on your chin strap.
Look at this douchebag. Gotta work with this douche.
No, I don't think I've ever judged you on anything.
No.
No, because we got along so fast, you know? I guess there wasn't really anything.
Yeah.
You know what? I do judge you on something. Your damn lawn.
My lawn sucks.
Every time I see it, I'm like, just mow the damn lawn.
You know, I'm just not good at it. That's my excuse. I'm going to hire somebody to do it.
Would you pay me to do it?
I'll pay you to do it.
You pay me to mow your lawn?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'll pay you.
You're getting a premium price, buddy. like I said, we got some great comments on. What's some small things that you judge people on? And there's times where I catch myself, I'm like, stop it, Brock. You're being judgy. Mm-hmm. Would Jesus like what you're doing right now?
Probably not.
But then I look back and I'm like, no, I'm going to judge
him. He doesn't like a lot of things
I
do.
Jesus would judge them too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ooh, Zach had a good one. Talking on speakerphone in public. Oh.
Yeah.
Stop it. Have a private conversation.
Yeah. Hey, you know who's really judgy?
Who?
Really judgy. Santa Claus. Bastard.
Yeah. Oh, they're just kids.
Making a list, checking it twice. Yeah. You know, how about you just give all the kids a little something?
Just give them a little love.
Giving them coal.
Except for little Timmy. He's a little bastard.
Right.
Don't give him a damn thing. grammar. Honestly, grammar was on here a lot. That is a big one.
Grammar?
Yeah.
We is.
Dude, we is. Oh, I seen it. We is.
Do you want us to end the show right now? Because I will leave.
I will leave right now.
If you use we is at any point in your life, do us all a favor. Yeah. Just yank that wheel into a ditch.
Right there.
Just
make sure you roll. Just
unbuckle. Unbuckle the seatbelt and just yank the wheel. Do everybody a favor.
You see a bridge embankment, you aim for it.
So what happened to him? Well, he used we is in a Facebook post, and he took Hunter's advice and yanked the wheel into a...
End it.
Rock 107.